Hey, good morning. Welcome to Garden Fork Radio. It's me, Eric. I'm walking through Sunset Park, the park. These are my neighbors that do like a line dance. It's like I think it's exercise based. It's my neighbors from Asia. And they're out there every day. And now across is someone doing Tai Chi. I think it's Tai Chi or something similar. Sometimes they have swords. Sometimes they have fans. And here comes the guy on the little cart. Oh man, a little leaf fall, bag of leaves. You doing all right this morning?
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm still waking up.
Me too. Have a good one. He's one of the gentlemen that is on the maintenance crew of the park, and he's always smiling. I think that's good. What is that drug in his brain? I would love to have that. The Wellbutrin's doing really well, though. The antidepressant that I'm on, I'm very happy with it. It is not an SSRI. In other words, is it called a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, SRI? It promotes the production of dopamine in your brain. That's what the Wellbutrin does. And I get a generic version of it, and it's $4 a month. That's amazing. That's a plus of healthcare, I guess. But anyway, I'm walking over to the little cafe. We got back to Brooklyn last night, and it was kind of a long drive, and I slept a little bit. I had some caffeine last night. I had that mud water. Have you ever heard of this? The camera operator bought it for us, recommended from a friend, and it has like powdered mushrooms in it, some brain stuff, and some caffeine. And I am very sensitive to caffeine, but I was tired last night, and I thought I gotta make this drive, so yeah, so we did that. So I never sleep well after that, but here I am. I'm gonna go over to the cafe, and do like this reset thing where you kind of like the Monday morning after the weekend, you're like, oh, I mean, because I'm self-employed, so I don't really go to the office, and it's like I don't have to show up at 9 o'clock and sit with my coworkers. I'm my own boss, which is a scary thing. Anyway, I went to a friend's memorial service last weekend, and I'd like to talk about that at length a little more, but the short story of that is, if one of your friends has a terminal disease and they go back into the hospital, get on an airplane and go see them. Because I didn't. And then instead I went to his memorial instead of going to see him. Anyway, everyone here is, the cleanup. There's a volunteer group from a local, I think it's called the Chinese American Society of Sunset Park. They, every Tuesday morning, they clean up the park. Morning. They clean up the park. It's like a crew of 20 of them. And then they have a little snack, and they're having a snack back there. So there you go. I just kind of been a little busy with some life stuff. And I keep thinking, oh, I'm going to do a longer length podcast. And I was like, you know, just turn the darn phone on and let everyone know what's going on. There's a new upgrade to the Patreon app, I guess. The one thing that was kind of missing was kind of a discussion messaging, group messaging thing. And they just turned it on for my account. And so I just sent out a group. It's like a group text, and you can include pictures and stuff. And a bunch of people responded. So if you're interested in kind of being part of that, it's a little bit more into Eric's life. Pictures, links to stuff, videos that I watch. And I also want to improve the newsletter, because the newsletter is free and not everyone can afford a cup of coffee a month. And I completely understand that. But yeah, so I'm going to do a little work here, upload this show, and have even longer shows for you. Get some more guests on. Go out. doing cool stuff and make it a great day. I'll see ya. Garden Fork Radio is produced by Garden Fork Media LLC in Brooklyn, New York. Our executive producer is Jimmy Goots. For more information about Jimmy and the custom hollow books he makes, visit hollowbooks.com. The music in the show is licensed from audioblocks.com and uniquetracks.com.